fast falls the eventide. The darkness deepens, Lord, with me abide. When other helpers fail and comforts flee, help of the helpless, so abide with me. I need thy presence every passing hour. Naught but thy grace can foil the tempter's power. My guide and stay can be, through cloud and sunshine, oh, abide with me. I fear no foe with thee at hand to bless. Ills have no weight and tears no bitterness. Where is death's sting? Where grave thy victory? I triumph still if thou abide with me. Hold thou thy cross before my closing eyes, shine through the gloom and point me to the skies. Heaven's morning breaks and earth's vain shadows flee. In life, in death, O Lord, abide with me.
Bless the Lord who forgives all our sins. His mercy endures forever. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing you have made, and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may obtain of you, the God of mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness, Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated for the lessons. A reading from the book of the prophet Joel. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming, for it is at hand. A day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, like the morning clouds spread over the mountains. A people come, great and strong, the like of whom has never been, nor will there ever be any such after them, even for many successive generations. Now, therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. So rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and he relents from doing harm. Who knows if he will turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God? Blow the trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a solemn and sacred assembly. Gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and nursing babes. Let the bridegroom go out from his chamber and the bride from her dressing room. Let the priests who minister to the Lord weep between the porch and the altar. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord, and do not give your heritage to reproach, that the nations should rule over them. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. O God, our God, we trust in your loving kindness. O God, our God, we trust in your loving kindness. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness. According to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. O God, our God, we trust in your loving kindness. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. O God, our God, we trust in your loving kindness. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence. Do not take your Holy Spirit from me. O God, our God, we trust in your loving kindness. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. O God, our God, we trust in your loving kindness. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Jesus said, Take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven. Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory from men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly. And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. May be seated. This evening I'd like to share a brief reflection on the passage from the letter to the Hebrews that we read. It was chapter 12, and actually just the first two verses of that chapter, but they are so powerful. If you looked in advance, you might have seen that there was a passage from 2 Corinthians listed for the liturgy for Ash Wednesday. This passage from Hebrews is from the morning prayer daily office assigned for Ash Wednesday. And it just struck me as being very powerful. And it has become even, it was powerful this morning, it was powerful this afternoon at noon, as I preached from this same passage, both of those liturgies, and it is even more powerful this evening, especially if you've seen the news of this horrible tragedy in Florida, another school shooting. I haven't heard any of the numbers. They were saying that there were multiple fatalities, and that's all I heard was multiple fatalities. Fatalities and 14 hospitalized at this point. We are desperately in a world that needs the salvation of Jesus Christ. So for all of those who lost their lives, for those who weep and mourn, we offer our prayers this evening as we come to this celebration of Ash Wednesday. So Hebrews chapter 12, why this passage? And why is the Lord speaking to me, and I believe speaking to us through this? Hebrews 12, if you remember, said, "Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us." Lent is a season of renewal. Lent is a season of change. Lent is a season of new life. The word Lent means spring. Spring, the season of new life. And we are to be new people in Christ. We most often in this time of Lent think of confessing our sins and amending our lives. And that is a tremendous thing to do. That's a wonderful thing to do. And we are to take those sins and lay them before God and to ask for forgiveness and to say that we're not going to do that again. And we can make a list of those sins, those things that we know are against the will of God in our lives, those things that we've done that have disappointed Him, that have failed to live up to the standard that God wants us as Christians to have. We can confess lies, and we can confess jealousy. We can confess the way we treat other people and the things we say. Sometimes even the things we don't say. But I want us to look this evening at, in that first verse, it says, "Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which ensnares us." And I want us to look at those as two different things. We have the sin which ensnares us, and we know what sin is. But we also have the weight that ensnares us. The weight that we bear. The burden that we have on our shoulders. For some of us, that burden is worry. For some of us, that burden is doubt. For some of us, that burden is fear. For some, that burden is grief. Well, those things in and of themselves are not sin, are they? Those are natural human things to happen. The reason we're called to lay them at the foot of the cross with the sin is because when we have those things, when we have those weights, when we bear the burdens of life on our shoulders, the sin is in not giving those to God. And too many people carry that baggage, that extra luggage with them. You know, on an airplane today, you're allowed one carry-on. You don't even get that when you're going to heaven. I did a sermon years ago, and people thought I was absolutely nuts. I've mellowed, believe it or not. But I started, it was a church I served that had a big, long aisle, and I was doing a very similar sermon about the baggage we carry and the weights that we oftentimes put on ourselves, the burdens we put on ourselves that we should be giving to God. And so at that time, we had the crucifer, and we had two youth with the candles and the choir procession, and I was the last one coming in, and I had a backpack on, and I had another bag straddled to my arm. And I had a big suitcase and a bag on top of that, and I had one tied to that wasn't even on wheels, and I was just dragging all of this luggage with me down the aisle. Well, they were ready to call the bishop and tell them that I had lost it. But that's too often how we live our lives in this world. And we are to lay aside every weight and sin which so easily ensnares us. We're to lay aside everything at the foot of the cross and give it to God. There is not an area in your life where God is going to leave you on your own. God doesn't say, "I'm going to help you here, and I'm going to help you here, and I'm going to help you here." But you know what? For that, you're on your own. Let me know what happens. That's not our God. That's not how God works. We are to lay aside every weight in every sin, and not to carry that burden by ourselves. You can't do it. You just can't do it. So when things like the events of today happen in the world, there's nothing we can do but take that to God. What can we do in the frozen tundra here of Wisconsin for all of those whose hearts are so heavy and whose tears flow so freely tonight in Florida? We're doing it. We are here. We are gathered in prayer. We're offering up this Eucharist to God. We're praying for a hurting world. And we are giving every burden and every weight to God. And you know what? That doesn't mean that all of a sudden you don't worry anymore and all of a sudden you don't have problems and all of a sudden everything goes away. What it means is now you are empowered by God to work your way through and figure out whatever it is that's going on in your life or in the life of someone you love. So again, it's not necessarily the thing that is the sin. It's us holding on to it and not bringing it to the foot of the cross. And that is indeed what Lent is about. To take every aspect of our lives and bring it to God. And indeed, that's what the rest of this passage from Hebrews says. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Don't give up. Keep going. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And there's no other place to look. Look unto Jesus, who now sits at the right hand of the throne of God. So there we are. In just a moment, I'm going to read what's called the exhortation. It is the call of the church to the faithful people to live a godly and holy life and to look to Jesus, the finisher of our faith. Let that be what we strive to do in this holy season of Lent. Please stand. Dear people of God, the first Christians observed with great devotion the days of our Lord's passion and resurrection, and it became the custom of the church to prepare for them by a season of penitence and fasting. This season of Lent provided a time in which converts to the faith were prepared for holy baptism. It was also a time when those who, because of notorious sins, had been separated from the body of the faithful, were reconciled by penitence and forgiveness, and restored to the fellowship of the church. Thereby, the whole congregation was put in mind of the message of pardon and absolution set forth in the gospel of our Savior, and of the need which all Christians continually have to renew their repentance and faith. I invite you, therefore, in the name of the church, to the observance of a holy Lent, by self-examination and repentance, by prayer, fasting, and self-denial, and by reading and meditating on God's holy word, and to make a right beginning of repentance, and as a mark of our mortal nature, let us now come before the Lord our Maker and Redeemer. Almighty God, you have created us out of the dust of the earth. Grant that these ashes may be to us a sign of our mortality and penitence, that we may remember that it is only by your gracious gift that we are given everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. This time I invite you to come forward for the imposition of ashes. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. A blessing. A blessing of God Almighty, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you this day. Let us pray. Most holy and merciful Father, we say together, we confess to you and to one another and to the whole community of saints in heaven and on earth that we have sinned by our own fault in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart and mind and strength. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We have not forgiven others as we have been forgiven. Have mercy on us, Lord. We have been deaf to your call to serve as Christ served us. We have not been true to the mind of Christ. We have grieved your Holy Spirit. Have mercy on us, Lord. We confess to you, Lord, all our past unfaithfulness, the pride, hypocrisy, and impatience of our lives. We confess to you, Lord, our self-indulgent appetites and ways, and our exploitation of other people. We confess to you, Lord, our anger at our own frustration, and our envy of those more fortunate than ourselves. We confess to you, Lord, our intemperate love of worldly goods and comforts, and our dishonesty in daily life and work. We confess to you, Lord, our negligence in prayer and worship, and our failure to commend the faith that is in us. We confess to you, Lord. Accept our repentance, Lord, for the wrongs we have done, for our blindness to human need and suffering, and our indifference to injustice and cruelty. Accept our repentance, Lord, for all false judgments, for uncharitable thoughts toward our neighbors, and for our prejudice and contempt toward those who differ from us. Accept our repentance, Lord, for our waste and pollution of your creation, and our lack of concern for those who come after us. Accept our repentance, Lord. Restore us, good Lord, and let your anger depart from us. Favorably hear us, for your mercy is great. Accomplish in us the work of your salvation, that we may show forth your glory in the world. By the cross and passion of your Son, our Lord, bring us with all your saints to the joy of his resurrection. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who desires not the death of sinners, but rather that they may turn from their wickedness and live, has given power and commandment to his ministers to declare and pronounce to his people, being penitent, the absolution and remission of their sins. He pardons and absolves all those who truly repent and with sincere hearts believe his holy gospel. Therefore, we beseech him to grant us true repentance and his Holy Spirit, that those things may please him which we do on this day, and that the rest of our life hereafter may be pure and holy, so that at the last we may come to his eternal joy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Please greet one another with a sign of God's peace. Bring your clicker. I'll take that and I'll show you how this works on a Wednesday. The bell. Hold it like that and then just pull it. Don't just like so. In the same three times.
Okay.
Real simple.
Yep. Maybe I kind of remember that from last year.
Okay. to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. By your goodness we have this bread to offer, which earth has given, human hands have made. It will become for us the bread of heaven. Blessed be God forever. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. By your goodness we have this wine to offer, fruit of the vine, work of human hands. It will become for us the cup of salvation. Blessed be God forever. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father, Almighty Creator of heaven and earth. You bid your faithful people cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast, that fervent in prayer and in works of mercy and renewed by your word and sacraments, they may come to the fullness of grace which you have prepared for those who love you. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me. After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace, and at the last day bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Happy are we who are called to his supper. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed. Body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The blood of Christ, the cup of salvation. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven.
Amen.
The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. 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 Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. Bow down before the Lord. Grant, most merciful Lord, to your faithful people pardon and peace, that they may be cleansed from all their sins and serve you with a quiet mind through Christ our Lord. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you this day and remain with you always. Amen. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be thou our protection against the malice and snares of the devil. Rebuke him, O God, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the divine power, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who roam through the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Our Lenten dismissal. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy, giving blessings to us as we go forth. Blessed be the name of the Lord.